what you want to hear. So this is going to be the set that I like to call the set that was almost finished being written. Hopefully you will enjoy it. We'll get through that, and then eventually at some point we'll probably wing it, or Kage will show up and actually explain to me what I'm supposed to be doing. But I love how they picked the name for this, The Big Opening. The Big Opening, it's like, okay, did you really have to make a fat joke? Right in paneling. Can I pretend it was about my ego, please? Just for a minute, maybe? I mean, either that, or they like just were like huddled around. How can we tell the furry community that he's a gaping hole without actually saying he's a gaping hole? Ah, the big opening, perfect. So yes, apparently I am the big opening. For those of you who follow me, I like to do a lot of self-deprecating comedy. I usually make fun of myself. That's my topic of choice. I have messed that up from time to time.
I may have to.
I've, for a long time, I called it self-depreciating comedy, which isn't right. That's like, you know, like
sorry.
I'm the furry comedian Bitcoin. Like, I go further down in value the longer I exist.
All right, we'll see you later.
I am the cryptocurrency of the furry fandom. You're welcome. I did also once accidentally refer to it as self-defecating comedy. That is not correct. Well, it is kind of correct. I'm crapping on myself for 15 minutes, figuratively. So, kind of the same. I have to say it. It's July 1st. Happy Canada Day, everyone! For those of you who don't know, I take Canada Day seriously. AV, do you have picked one ready by chance? Yes. Yes. No, I take my... I found the fandom because I was trying to find a cosplay, Star Trek, Doctor Who kind of convention. Are my hands infecting the lights? Is that what's going on? But I was trying to find, you know, a convention to go dress up as a, you know, Star Trek officer, and I randomly found Furry Connection North. No longer exists, it's now Motor City FurCon, but it was a fantastic convention. And I fell in love with this fandom. I will do anything to support its growth, to support the wonderful charity work of this fandom. I will do things like, AV, do you have a pick two? I will take a pie to the face. And then, normally a pie to the face, it's like a paper plate and like some shaving cream. That is a legit, bought from a store, chocolate cream pie. That thing weighed like 8 pounds. Instead of like an ounce of foam, ooh, swoosh. This guy, you can't see him, I cut him out. Screw him. He was like, oh! He hurled that thing at me. AD was not happy. There was pie splatter on the pipe and grape, like 10 feet behind me. They were not happy. But I will. I'll do all kinds of things. I was guest of honor. Believe it or not, I was guest of honor at First Squared 1 year. And, pick three, if you don't mind. They had a convention theme. I hid in the audience. None of the board knew I had shown up to the convention yet. And I was there, looking at the ceremonies, hiding behind a fursuiter. And they were like, I could see them like, where's Pete? Is he even here? So finally, you know, one of them went, Alkali's like, hey, has anyone seen Pandas? What's going on? And I had like told AV, when they mention you, when they finally say, where's Pandas? They played, dun, dun, dun! And I jumped out from behind the first hitter. What's the matter, Alkali? Lost your guest of honor? Good luck finding him! And then I pranced, not walked, not ran, I pranced out of the room, laughing maniacally. I think it was about 3 minutes before Alpha I was able to speak again. Alpha is one of my favorite people in this fandom. We started performing through Whose Line Is It Anyway? Doing improv. Wonderful panel, if you haven't gone to it, Whose Line Is It Anyway? Go. It's a great one. There's a charity version on Sunday. So if you missed the original, the audience participation Whose Line, charity Whose Line on Sunday, go to it. It's hilarious, and it's for charity. But I will do everything I can. I'll dress up, I'll do all kinds of crazy outfits. Sometimes I can talk him into doing the bare minimum. So for the 80s convention we had at IFC and the FurCon in August 26th weekend, totally not self-promoting, I got him to wear a wig. That was the best I could do. I think we pulled it off well, though. I'm sorry, AV, I skipped one. This is going to be pick 5, Alkali and Slash. There we go. Slash Kali and Fat Axel. That's the best, seriously, getting him to put on a wig, still with the top hat, that's the best you can do. But he's a wonderful guy. He is a human megaphone. He literally is. He had a noise complaint at a convention. It might have been another one. Hotel came down to operations. We're having a little bit of a noise issue in a panel room. We're wondering if you can keep it down just a tiny bit. Just a little bit. What panels work, like A through E? It's after midnight. We'll turn the AV system off. They don't need it in those rooms for those panels. It'll be fine. About 20 minutes later. Operations, we're still getting noise complaints. Did you get a chance to turn that off? Yeah, we did. Well, let's see what they're doing. That could possibly... Werewolves, wake up! Werewolves, go to sleep! Seer, wake up! A game of werewolf with 10 people caused a noise complaint in the floor above. That is how loud Alkali is. I think if I, with a megaphone, did a battle with him without even a microphone, he would probably still win. But, oh my goodness. Sorry. I was expecting a table where I could read things a little more easily. Ah, yes. So sometimes it takes a little bit extra. You want to kind of get into the spirit of things and have a little fun. Since he doesn't like to get in costume per se, we have a friend. His name is Goldie. And if you've gone to any charity auction in the Midwest at a great convention, you're familiar with him, even if you're not familiar with him. He likes to donate Photoshops of myself, and Alkali, and Kage, and Boozy, and all the rest. And for some reason, people pay hundreds of dollars for giant posters of these things. Let me see here. What's a good one? AV, can I have pick... What the? Pick number 6. Snape? Oh, that's fine. Kage makes a fantastic Dolores Umbridge. Oh. Alkali makes a scary, perfect Snape. Look at it is just adorable. I am apparently all 3 children because I'm an okay Hermione. I'm a terrible Ron. or I'm a terrible Harry, I should say. Ron Weasley, pick seven, I believe, maybe. Look at that. I am Ron Weasley. It is amazing. I don't know how he just captured. I can just capture the essence of Ron perfectly. But the Goldie just—he makes such amazing, wonderful things. Pick eight. Oh yeah. Merry Christmas from Santa Krabbe. And the work he does is amazing, and I don't understand it in the least, but people think it's hilarious for some reason. Sorry. let's see here. No, look at that. I am, like I said, I got asked last night to do this, so the fact that I have anything put together, let's talk about Uncle Kage. Uncle Kage is, obviously, anyone who's here knows who he is. He's the chairman of Anthropon. He's been performing for years and years with Kage Story Hour, which obviously is what you're really here to see, not my drawing on. But Kage will be up here shortly-ish, I'm assuming. I haven't actually seen him come out in the crowd yet, so hopefully he's here. But I had the fortune of working with him as a staff member at multiple conventions, bringing him in and getting him set up so that he's at the convention and has everything he needs. One of the first years for Indie Furcon, Jen, I'll keep bringing that up. So shame self-promotion, deal with it. I was not a senior staff member, I was not on the board of directors. I was the one available to go pick Kage up from the airport. And very simple matter, shouldn't be a big deal. Going to pick them up, drive them back to the hotel. That should be all there is to it. So I'm there, waiting, slice the late of it. Oh, it's arrived, pick them up. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just use my Garmin just to make sure I get back to the hotel okay. And I had forgotten that I had uploaded a few interesting voices from my Garmin and turned them on. So he's there beside me and turn it on and get back to the hotel. And Cookie Monster comes on. In 200 meters, enter roundabout. Roundabout looks like Cookie. Yip. I'm like, oh, no. Welcome to IFC. He's just like, don't worry, my boy. This is just between you and me. Except that for the last 10 years, anytime I see him at a convention, when I see him, he's like, oh, how's it going, Kage? He's like, good, I'm a little hungry. Do you have any cookies? I will never live that down. I won't live it down. let's see. Sorry. I know, Canadian. I always apologize. It's in my blood. I can't help it. I would probably like to tell you all about, I guess we could go with my mom. Let's talk about Mom Dez. Mom Dez is fun. So from the last time I was on stage in 2017, I was probably about 40 pounds heavier at the time. So I've been slowly getting down, working out, trying to get in a little better shape. Not great, but a little bit. She's always very encouraging. She's very encouraging, you know. We had all gotten together for, after 2 years of not being able to see them, we finally all got together, and my parents and my brothers, and we're all hanging out, having dinner for the first time in years, and they're all like, you know, you're doing really good. Keep it up. We can't wait to, keep keep working out those buys and those tries and those pecs and glutes and whatever else. And my mom goes, "I'm your sphincter." If you're not familiar with the sphincter, one of them is the little thing between your stomach and lower intestine, which keeps the food in your stomach. The other is at the other end. She was not aware of what particular muscle this was. And so every one of us looked at her and went, "Why did you yell sphincter in a restaurant?" And she had no idea. My sister-in-law, who's a nurse, leaned over and told her where this particular muscle was. And my mom did not speak for the next hour or so until the waiter came by and it was, "Waiter, another bottle of wine. The whole bottle, leave it here." She is fun though. My mom is, Mom Des, she is originally from Britain. So she sounds like Mrs. Doubtfire. She had some issues when she first came over from Britain to start teaching